Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here on Tuesday for another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, these are sponsored by Quantum Hypno. If you enjoy the work that I do, you can support me by buying me a coffee. A thank you, big thank you to those who do so. And if you haven't, you know, all this content does come at a price. And I hope you would think again if you have not chosen to support me yet. Just click below and you can buy me a coffee, only a couple of quid, but it goes into the coffers and helps pay for renewal of licenses and all the rest of the stuff. So shall we chat a little bit about when irony dies? Because I saw a headline that made me think, okay, irony is officially dead. We need to give it a funeral. The headline is, conspiracy theories are undermining truth. BBC boss warns after Kate speculation. Yes, the BBC director general will warn that trust in the truth is being eroded by social media fueled conspiracy theories. Now, it's important we focus on this because this is all deliberate. This is all by intent. And I believe this is one of the big things that lies behind the Kate has cancer story. They're going to use that. And they're going to use the fact that some of them have questioned it all along to try and isolate us, if not close us down, and certainly label us all as mad conspiracy theorists. You know, the sort of people that told you, for example, 4 years ago that COVID was far from what they were saying. The sort of people who said that the vaccines could not be shown to be demonstrably safe and effective because they hadn't been given sufficient time to be trialed and all the rest of it. And we were proven right, although the BBC at the time absolutely refused to entertain that. So let me put it to you a different way. The BBC is undermining truth, and it does so on a daily basis, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, because I think, and this is only my opinion, but you may differ, but I think that the BBC itself is ultimately one of the great sources of misinformation and disinformation. And that's been actually very true over the whole Kate Middleton affair, because it was the BBC who told us that, at last, the Mother's Day photograph, it shows that all the mad conspiracy theorists have been proven wrong. And then within 24 hours, we were proven right. Right. And then, oh, look, the Windsor Farm Park video. BBC has been pushing it. It's never apologized for the fact that we all know it was fake. We know that it wasn't Kate and William carrying those heavy bags. Oh, no, it wasn't them. And I suppose the thing about it is that the most recent video of Kate on the park bench, some people are questioning that. And I understand the questions, and there are some legitimate points that have been raised, such as, for example, I mean, yes, she looks very, assuming it's her, she looks very unwell in it, and that, I suppose, you know, we have to say that. But there are some oddities within that, such as, for example, nothing in the background moves, which suggests that was this all a green screen? And we know that it was the BBC itself that actually shot the video. So, again, we have the BBC up to its neck in this intrigue. And rather than the BBC, of course, it doesn't want to answer any questions. It never does. But it has surely got big questions to answer. And, but it doesn't want to do that. Instead, it turns it all around and says, it's you conspiracy theorists. But I'm afraid if we review the last 4 years, we're the people that have been telling the truth. And of course, we get absolutely no thanks for it. Oh, yes, I understand that. I know that by pointing out, you know, hard truths, you know, what a crook Zelensky is, what a scam climate change is, you know, all these things, then, yeah, of course, you're going to be in trouble. And of course, we are constantly being attacked and undermined and isolated and throttled and all the rest of it. But the one thing that we're doing that the BBC isn't doing is we're doing our best anyway to get you the real facts of the matter, not pretend stuff. So we didn't push the Kate's Mothering Day photograph as being authentic, and we were damned for it. But within 24 hours, we were proven right. And it's the same over the Windsor Farm Shop video. And I think there is questions about this green screen, which appears to me park bench. But instead, of course, they're just trying to shut down all conversation, just like they did back in March 2020. It's the same game. You must see that. They're at exactly the same trick. And they're trying to shut up, you know, and that is just the reality about it. They don't want us to question. They don't want that. They just want us to accept everything they say, and that's it. Well, you'll pardon me if I don't believe a word the BBC says. The BBC is possibly the world's number one source of disinformation and misinformation, and I wouldn't believe a thing that the BBC says. In fact, I think listening to the BBC is very dangerous.